Unfortunately, fewer than half the states require at least 3 years of math or science to graduate, and 40% of high schools still offer no advanced placement classes. The President's budget provides a 73% increase in funding to expand AP and international baccalaureate programs in schools that teach large numbers of disadvantaged students. The funds will be used for teacher instruction and to help families defray the cost of exams. Another $12 million will increase the number of states participating in the State Scholars Program, which seeks a rigorous college-ready curriculum for every high school. Complementing it is a $33 million enhanced Pell Grants program, which adds an additional $1,000 for the first 2 years of study for students who've completed that State Scholars Program. Finally, a new Presidential Math Science Scholars Program would award up to $5,000 each to low-income students engaged in those vital studies. According to the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, our students lose interest in math and science the further they advance through the school system. We must reverse that trend. A quality education depends on a highly qualified teacher in every classroom. One like Jason Camras, who's on the front page of the Washington Post today and whom I had a chance to meet with yesterday, the first ever Teacher of the Year from the District of Columbia. Yesterday, he was named National Teacher of the Year in the Rose Garden at the White House. He's a math teacher, and his kids excel, and he does too. Awards are important, of course, but they're not enough to support teachers and teaching. President Bush has proposed a teacher incentive fund to attract in-demand educators like Jason, who serve in challenging communities, and to reward teachers who've been effective in closing the achievement gap. We've already increased loan forgiveness for math, science, and special education teachers in high-need schools up to $17,500 each. Finally, the President wants to make it easier for talented professionals from around the community and from all walks of life to teach in our public schools. Why not have a NASA physicist teach science in schools? Now let me turn to higher education. We remain committed to historically black colleges and universities. As you know, the President's historic executive order continues to provide a solid financial base for those institutions. This includes our ongoing collaboration with your organization, the United Negro College Fund, and Hampton University to strengthen capacity and infrastructure. The President's 2006 budget will increase total funding for HBCUs and historically black graduate institutions to nearly $300 million. Thank you. Finally, a quick word about community colleges. For many Americans, they're the bridge between a diploma and a degree. For others, they refresh their skills for the changing economy. The President's budget establishes a new Community College Access Grants Fund to support dual enrollment credit transfers. Dual enrollment plays an important role in encouraging disadvantaged students to go on to college and to stay to completion. I know your organization and its partners share common cause with this goal, and many of you are helping to make it happen. Just as important as financial aid is information. Are prospective college students and their parents getting information about your schools that's clear, accurate, timely, and relevant? At the Department of Education, we collect about 4,000 pieces of data about each educational institution, and I know you know that. They're logged in a database known as IPEDS. IPEDS does some things well and some things not so well. We can tell you almost anything you want to know about first-time, full-time, degree-seeking students who have never transferred. The trouble is, that's less than half of today's student population. We can also tell you all tuition rates. Estimating actual costs after student aid is much more difficult. And this is a problem because families often overestimate costs. A 1999 survey found nearly half of all 11th and 12th graders with college plans had not obtained accurate information, nor had their parents. There's no telling how many are discouraged from applying for aid or admission because of that information gap. Another major challenge is a lack of compatible and comprehensive measurements, the kind parents have come to expect from K-12 schools. Publications like U.S. News and World Report's annual rankings are useful, but do not come close to telling the whole story. States and institutions should be encouraged to adopt common languages and metrics so traditional and non-traditional consumers can make smart decisions based on information, not anecdote. Education is a continuum, from early childhood to graduation day and beyond. We cannot take our eye off the ball at any level. The ultimate goal is to ensure that every high school diploma is a ticket to success in higher education or the workforce. No one knows that better than you do. Your partnerships with businesses, faith-based and community groups have lifted millions to new levels. Your work to ensure that students know the value of a diploma and see a realistic way to get there has inspired our efforts to leave no child behind. But we now stand at a crossroads. We must stand up for those kids. We cannot let other voices drown out our own. Just this week, No Child Left Behind was called the most important civil rights battle of the last half century by New York Times editorial writer Brent Staples. So I ask you to lend your voice and your authority to the fight to keep the law going strong. As Frederick Douglass said, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. But it is a great comfort to know that we're in this effort together. Thank you very much for your attention, and I very much look forward to working with you and your organization. So there's growing up asking the Texas cohorts to come, President Strickland, to come to present you with the token of our esteemed gratitude.
I was chatting with Lynn. Thank you very much. That's lovely. I know right where that is. Awesome.